Okay.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity to be together as the Library Board for the Gunnison Valley. We're grateful for the many opportunities we have and for the wealth and knowledge that is in this room that is available for all who would like to partake. We're grateful for all the many blessings. We ask you to bless us with thy wisdom and guidance to be able to help us to make decisions that are for the best interest of the valley and the surrounding communities. In the name of thy Son, Jesus the Christ, amen.
Amen.
Okay, we'd like to... excuse me. We'd like to bring this board meeting, the Gunnison Valley Library Board, on May 7, 2024. We'll start with a roll call because I'm horrid at remembering who's whom. So those present are Tom Stafford.
Debbie Greener.
Carolyn Childs.
Rachel Larson.
Christy Jensen.
And that's everybody for tonight. And we have on our agenda the review of the minutes from February 6th. Has everybody had a chance to look over these?
Yes.
Yes.
Any errors, any problems, anything we may need to look at? The only thing that just kind of really stands out is that Mayfield is not a part of the library system. We would love to have them
now.
Pardon?
They are now.
Oh, they are now.
Yes, they are paying.
But it says not.
It says Mayfield is not a paying
member.
Okay,
they are a paying member.
They are, okay.
So that's why it was now.
Here's the thing. At this time, they were not.
Correct.
They are.
Oh, but they are now. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's
no, I thought you announced last.
I thought you did too. That's why I was
confused. Okay, then fix that. They are.
Is now. So that would be now.
Okay.
So it's a typo. Okay.
Member of the library. Okay.
Oh, they are. Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Richie.
Hi.
So basically all communities within the South Sampson School District are members of the Gunnison Civic Library.
Except for Axtell because they're unincorporated.
Correct. Okay. And they would be just an unincorporated,
and the county.
Like anybody else.
And the county.
Like some people here next to us are going, this is really not fair.
Yes.
Yes.
We won't mention any names, but the recorder's not happy with us right now. So, aside from that, anything else that we find? Okay, so that's been rectified that Mayfield is a participating member.
Yes.
And we're looking to get a representative from Mayfield one of these times.
Right. Okay. Right. The next time we probably need a library board member, we ought to see about getting one from Mayfield.
Do we have one from Fayette?
We have had in the past, but no, I don't think we do right now.
So, okay.
So Fayette and Mayfield ought to be an inclusion.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, so then, any motion to approve these minutes?
I can motion it.
I'll second it. Deborah will second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The voting carries. And then Carolyn, I think we turn the time over to you with some information you have for
us. Okay, so I've contacted Marcy Childs from Centerfield about being a library board member. And we can pause this if anybody has anything they feel that we need to discuss or any issues or anything. Or, you know, if everybody's okay with it, we can just go, okay, let's, you know.
I'm just fearful of nepotism.
Actually, it's so far removed, Childs, that I don't even know how she's related.
It's kind of like Pickett.
Exactly. Or Sorensen.
Or Sorensen.
Or Jensen.
We're all Scandinavian.
Exactly.
Do you know her?
Angela will attest to the fact that she's an amazing person, and she's done a daycare center before, and she's in the library quite a bit, and she's just a...
She was a trainer with the state or with one of the organizations for childcare. In fact, she was one of Stacy's trainers for a long time. Then she moved up north because they were going to work on the family farm, and I don't know how that panned out or whatever, but she was back. She had the old care lot.
Yeah, and then on Main Street.
On Main Street.
Oh, okay.
And then...
And then she sold it because it was too much.
And so she now has the daycare, the center in her home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So my wife knows her very well. She can attest
to
she's
a
really
good
person.
Well, that's
really
cool. And she might give a good perspective with those who are that age.
So we're all okay with that? I don't, do we have to vote on that?
Yeah, I think, let's see, probably have to.
Well, we do have to vote on.
We have to vote to approve her,
yeah. We have to vote to approve her, yes.
The problem is that we don't have enough to vote.
We don't have a full quorum.
We have to have at least five here to vote.
So we need to table that for next.
Right.
For next meeting.
And, but we, you know, it's one of those, we can actually invite her to come for the next meeting.
Yeah, we can invite her the next meeting, and then we will have, we'll do the approval then with a full quorum.
Okay.
Or at least a quorum, not a full quorum, but a full quorum.
Yeah.
So you can't send us a vote?
No, I don't vote.
Okay.
I do not, it'd be, yeah, no.
Yeah, I understand.
Could we vote to open the meeting? Can we hold a meeting, or we just can't vote on anything?
We just can't vote on anything. We can be holding a meeting, but such as if I had library board policies that needed to be voted on, I couldn't have those voted on.
And technically, the minutes couldn't actually be approved either.
Well, but they're more of an approval, not a voting on as passing.
Correct.
So.
I see, okay.
So that's less of an issue than voting on a library board member or a policy or those kind of things.
Oh, okay.
But onward and upward. Summer reading. We start June 4th. Anybody who wants to come and get involved, please do.
June 4th at what time?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at the park.
At the park, the Lion Pavilion.
Lion Pavilion.
And I've already taken flyers out to the elementary to be passed out. We've got them here. I'm telling, you know, the story time people about it. So anyway, we're excited about that. And then 4th of July sale. So 4th of July book sale. We're not selling the 4th of July. Anyway, I will get a sign-up sheet, and I'll just email it, and we can go from there. It's just, you know, if everybody's willing to do a half hour and come just long enough to get the boxes out of the truck, that would be very nice.
Okay. And is that on the day, or is that?
That's on the day, on the 4th of July.
And they are now calling it the Independence Day celebration.
Oh. Okay.
Instead of the 4th of July, because so many times it's not
on the 4th of July.
You know, the this big town is on the 3rd.
They never do the fireworks on the 4th. I always thought that was weird, moving
that's
from
that's always on
other
the 3rd.
Yeah.
But if it falls on the weekend, it happens then it, to yeah, be. It might yeah. be
it's Independence Day celebration. Third,
but it's now Independence Day.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll rewrite this.
So do board members get a discount at the book sale?
Everybody gets a discount at the book sale. I mean, if the book is $20, you're paying $10.
Okay. I like this price.
Don't push it. Yes, 10 cents.
Yes.
There you go.
What's that one?
This is the Monuments Man. We have the movies, and usually the book has more information in detail.
Okay, so does anybody have anything else they feel we need to discuss, do?
Do we have paperwork that needs to go to the state, the inspection paperwork or anything like that?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. If next week you could come and we could do that, because June 1st will be recertification again. Okay. So, and I got all the chairs glued just for you.
Thank you. That way I don't try to break them. Okay, so I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, that'll be great, because I've got to get it printed off. And
okay.
For the building?
Yeah. Yeah, we have to have an inspection every year for the building. Most of it is non-applicable because we don't use the kitchen over there, and we don't have a microwave, and we don't. But we have to inspect it anyway.
Wasn't there?
So you do have to inspect the kitchen?
No, we have to inspect,
The library. Okay.
And like to the restrooms that we've got restrooms, that sort of thing.
Didn't we have a gaming club that was going downstairs?
Last summer, yes.
Last summer.
Yes.
Is that going to be coming back?
I'm hoping so. I need to talk to Stacy. She's hoping her other boy will do it this year. Because that was wonderful. The kids that came absolutely loved it. And when we say gaming, it wasn't they're all down there on computers and or Xboxes. They had board games going. They had all this stuff going. It was way cool.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Is there any other business?
No, that's it.
Okay, so how about a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn.
Any seconds?
I can second.
Sounds good. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Voting's unanimous. We stand adjourned until when?
August 6th.
August 6th.
Yep.
At 6:30, 18:30 hours. Yep.